Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Spriggs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Kelly moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Spriggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pagliarani for a passed ball. Spriggs moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spriggs moves to third. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Spriggs scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a pop-up towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom bunts towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagliarani moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out. Campaneris applying the tag. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fiore hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spriggs hits a line drive into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez is hit by the pitch. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0-for-0 in the game. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spriggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fiore moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields the ball and throws to Odom covering. Safe. Fiore scores. Spriggs moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson pinch hits for Joe Nasek. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Blue Moon Odom. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Kraus now pitching. Ramon Webster now playing first base. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Danny Cater now playing left field. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a line drive to left field. Cater throws towards third. Bando fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bando. Keough goes all the way around to score. Foy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Royals. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Spriggs moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.